Jennifer and Brian Odell of Little Rock say they swung between despair and hope when their toddler Amelia was diagnosed with a form of leukemia.
It was Valentine's Day of 2008, and something just wasn't right. She had a mass. She ended up having a mass behind her eye. So after testing and biopsies and stuff, they figured out that it was AML, acute myelogenous leukemia.
As a parent, you know, you go through your day-to-day life, you never imagine something like this would happen, you know, with your own child, and, you know, all of a sudden you're getting a phone call, and here you are headed over to Children's Hospital, and your life changes forever that day.
Treatments got Amelia's cancer into remission, but she still needed a bone marrow transplant, and her family members weren't a match.
It was important that she have a transplant immediately, so that's why the cord blood was the better option.
Umbilical cord blood cells are not the controversial embryonic stem cells you've heard about, but they can do some amazing things, including restore a person's bone marrow when it falls prey to disease. Once the cord blood is collected, it can be frozen and stored for years until the right match is made. That's just what Amelia needed.
If you had to wait for a live donor, they would have to find a match that would have to go through the regimen, and it could have been too long.
Most of the time, cord blood is thrown away after a birth, along with the umbilical cord and placenta. But there are now some banks across the country that store the cells. For the Odells, the cord blood was literally a lifesaver. Amelia is now 5 years old and still in remission.
She's doing great.
Great. Start kindergarten in a few weeks.
At the opening of Arkansas's bank, Amelia's mother told the crowd that she doesn't know what state Amelia's cord blood came from.
All we know is that it was a boy. So anytime she acts up, and we said, it's got to be that boy blood in you.
Arkansas now has the first state-run cord blood bank in the country. It'll be linked with the National Registry. Unless a family pays to keep their child's cord blood private, it will be available to anyone who may need it. Dr. Michelle Fox, the medical director of the new bank, says the cells can be used to treat many cancers and other blood-related disorders.
It appears they can do everything the adult bone marrow or blood stem cells can do, but they do it a little bit more slowly, and that's why the transplant with cord blood is a little bit more complicated.
Arkansas still doesn't have the specialists needed to actually perform the transplant of cord blood cells, but collecting the cord blood is relatively easy. That's what makes it possible for Arkansas to have the first statewide collection system.
Any hospital anywhere in the state of Arkansas the obstetrician can collect cord blood and ship it to us for processing and storage. That's a very new concept.
Donors have to be screened, just like regular blood donors. Fox says the bank has collected 3 public and 5 private donations since April 1st. They're being stored in Florida until the finishing touches are put on the storage facility here in Arkansas. The cord blood bank is expected to cost roughly $400,000 a year to run in state and private funds. It'll hold at least 3,000 units, hope in a bottle for a whole lot of people.